News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. An Israeli official tells ABC that the transfer of hostages to the Red Cross has begun. The ceasefire is in effect. Israel's awaiting the release of the first three hostages held by Hamas since the October 7th attacks. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge has more from Ramallah.
The release of a total of 33 Israeli hostages will be phased throughout the next 6 weeks. So today, once Hamas releases those first three Israeli female hostages, Israel should release around 90 Palestinian women and young men, many of whom are being held by Israel without charge.
President Biden will address the hostage release and ceasefire in remarks from South Carolina, where he has taken his last trip as president. He's issued more pardons and commutations, including a pardon for black activist Marcus Garvey. The president getting the blame from TikTok, which has pulled its app from the U.S. President-elect Trump says he plans to extend the 90-day ban. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Morning, everybody. Songs to the ladies on the Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network. Rondell High Noon. Next month, February, you know it comes. Beside that. Right here, the Music of the Star.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory remains in effect. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs around zero or just barely above that. But wind chills down around 25 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies nearing 10 below zero. Right now, it's 2 below.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Back we are, Music of the Stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. From Radio Park Racine, all the way across the world at civicmedia.us. Songs about the ladies.
Here's the head man at Club 15, Bob Crosby. You give your promise true. Why, for miles around they're waiting to start their celebrating when you say I do, Mary Lou. Promise true.
Why, for miles around they're waiting just to start their celebrating
when you say I do.
Mary Lou.
Even in the kitchen you sound like a tetrazzini.
In Buffalo, they say I have a nice little voice.
But they know in Buffalo. In Buffalo, they thought I was an old man. Well, how do you like your part so far?
Oh, I like it. I like it because it's small. I'd be afraid to try anything bigger.
You've got something on the leading lady. You've got the best song on the show. Here it is. It's finished. Come on.
What about the lyrics?
Don't give it to you now. Sit down and give me a pickup. My mother's name was Mary. She was so good and true. Because her name was Mary, she called me Mary too. She wasn't gay or Aryan, but plain as she could be, I'd hate to meet a Mary who called herself Marie. For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say Mary. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
That's Joan Leslie. It's Jimmy Cagney.
Gee, I never cared much for my name before. It was kind of common. Gee, there are millions of Marys around.
But I didn't write it for the millions of Marys. I wrote it for one particular, very special Mary.
It's a wonderful feeling having your name written in music.
And not bad music either.
Nope, it isn't. But how will everybody know that I'm the Mary? I want to make sure that everybody knows it's written for me.
They'll know all right. When they look at you singing that song and then look at me looking at you, they'll know.
Jimmy Cagney as George M. Cohen.
Her mother's name was Mary. She was so good and true. Because her name was Mary, she called her Mary too. She wasn't gay or classy, but plain as she could be. I hate to meet a lassie who calls herself Marie. For it was Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so fair. It's a grand old name.
For it was Mary,
society, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so fair. It's a grand old name.
Emily.
Songs for the Ladies. Jack Jones. That was Norman Brooks.
Emily, Emily. all silver bells, coral shells, carousels, and the laughter of children at play. Say, Emily, 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 and we fade to a marvelous view. Two lovers alone and out of sight, seeing images in the firelight. As my
Johnny Mandel wrote that.
Heaven is when I'm in your arms like this, when you kiss me and quietly whisper, Emily. As the murmuring sound of May, all silver bells, coral shells, carousels, and the laughter of children at play. Seeing you.
is a name that's back in fashion. After all these decades later, Emily, so is Chloe. Tommy Dorsey. September 45. That's the Gus Kahn hit, Chloe, with Charlie Shavers on trumpet. Here's Louis Armstrong.
Of night, I've got to go where you are. It's wrong or right, I've got to go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swamplands searching for you, 'cause if you are there. Let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I got a groove where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. Ain't no change can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I've got to go where you are.
Louis. What's that? Somebody call my name? Is that you, honey?
I believe that I hear love calling me. I've got to go where.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him sigh. Hello.
Where are you, you old bat?
Chloe. Chloe, someone calling. No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him cry. Chloe. Chloe. Empty spaces meet his eyes. Empty arms outstretched, he's crying through the black of night. I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cozy, you are lost there. Let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. I'll find you. Love is calling me. I gotta go where you are.
Through the black of night, I gotta go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I wanna be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I got to go where you are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be that.
Three, four, one.
And through that smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow, when I get a call.
For no place can be too far. beg your pardon. Age and no chains can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby. Love is calling me. Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy. I've got to go where.
Songs for the ladies.
Sight for these tired eyes to see. You fill my heart with hope. Your smile's like cinemascope. And oh, Joanna, Joanna, you're the top banana to me. Joanna, Joanna, sure look good to me. Joanna, Joanna, a sweet sight for these tired eyes to see. What style, what grace, such sunny little funny face. And oh, Joanna, Joanna, you're the top banana to me. Joanna, Joanna, sure look good to me. Joanna, Joanna, a sweet sight for these tired eyes to see. I bought a phonograph so I could record your laugh. And oh, Joanna, Joanna, you're the top banana to me.
To do this for a while. Songs about the ladies. Here's one. Eddie Cantor wrote this for his own wife, and Jimmy Durante joins in. The Music of the Stars.
Ida, sweet as apple, apple cider. Sweeter than all I know. Come out, neath the silvery moonlight, of love I'll whisper, so soft and low. seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honey, doodly-doo, Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed, I do. Apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Oh, oh, oh. Come out neath the silvery moonlight. Of love I'll whisper, so soft and low. Hear me calling, Ida, seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honey, doodly-doo, Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed, I doodle-doo.
Well, that doesn't help me a bit.
That's fine. I don't help you.
Have you got a couple of famous daughters by any chance?
No.
Not beyond the term of reference which was laid down a moment ago. So that would be four down and six to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Would you say that your husband was connected with the entertainment world?
Yes.
Is he better known in the entertainment world than you are?
Oh, sure.
And is he better known in the entertainment world than your children?
Oh, yes.
Bennett asked if you had a couple of daughters who were famous, and you said no, but do you have a couple of daughters?
Yes.
Do you have more than a couple?
Yes.
Do you have nothing but daughters?
Yes.
Are you, by any chance, Ida Cantor?
Oh!
I was Mrs. Gabor.
What were you thinking of, Bennett?
Mrs. Gabor.
You were thinking of Mrs. I thought Bennett had it for a moment, because actually, Steve, your question coming out of the blue, I think is what tipped the scale. Whatever. Now I've got some really wonderful news for you. Eddie Cantor didn't know that Mrs. Cantor was going to be with us tonight, but the youngsters called him and said, just watch the program. So this is as much of a surprise to him as it was to all of you to have Mrs. Cantor with us tonight. And may I thank you for coming to join us. It's wonderful to meet you and to see you.
It seems like the neighbors are talking. I guess they've seen us out walking. They kind of wonder what Ida sees in a fella like me. We try to keep it a secret. They wouldn't have it that way. Now that I know that you'll have me, I'm only waiting a day to tell him. Do I love my Ida, little Ida, pretty Ida, I do. Do I long to hold her and enfold her like I told her I do? When the preacher comes to tighten up, will I brag about the prize I got? When I stand beside a girl like Ida,
saying Ida, I do.
Stars, I'm Lou Regani and Ray Charles, Songs About the Lady. That was Bing, 1947. One of the legends of jazz.
Smile for me,
Lou Pollack wrote then. Ray Charles, Jimmy Durante, and Eddie Cannon.
I have got a sweetie known as Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow. Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't walk. From the country, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. Out in public, how she can yawn. In a parlor, it's too late, mother, your boy is gone. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a... I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me, and she burned a damn thing up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
Here's Gene Kelly.
Anybody seen Susie lately? And right away, everybody's talking about her. Oh, it's kind of homey, if you see what I mean.
Yes, yes, I do. But... well, she seems such a quiet girl.
Susie, quiet. Well, that's not what the song says. When the boys sing about her, they never even mention the word quiet.
They sing about her? The Navy's got a song about her?
Sure.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay.
All right. Let me hear it.
Well, I don't think it better, Bertram. It's a strictly for sailors song.
Yeah, yeah, it's not your type of a song.
I insist on hearing it.
All right, Brooklyn, if the man insists,
yeah,
let's play
Joe,
it.
Joe, I don't think we ought to.
Go ahead, play that Susie song.
Well, you start, and I'll find you a key.
If you knew Susie like we know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal. She's not so choosy, no, not our Susie. Oh, oh,
Susie is a lullabaloozy.
When Susie kisses, it never fails. When Susie kisses, she takes the wind right out of your sails. So in conclusion, beware of Susan. Oh, 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 what a gal. S is for sincerity, which she's got none of.
U is for, you know what I mean.
S is for
sincerity,
which she's got none of. I is for the Irish in her smile. Her Irish smile.
E is for her eagerness to please us.
That is how she won her Navy E.
Put them all together, they spell Susie.
The sweetheart of the boys at sea.
Oh, that's Susie, she's a doozy. She's not choosy, you won't losey.
Don't care whoosy,
I mean usy.
You'll get woozy after just one date with Susie.
When you take her home about 10, another gob is waiting there to take our Susie out again.
So in conclusion,
beware of Susie.
She belongs to you and you and me and the U.S. Navy. S, S, U, S, U, S, S, U, S, I, S, U, S, I, E.
Oh, no.
Well,
Well, well.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with him. Do you, Brooklyn?
Yes.
Oh, no. But there's sweeter music when she speaks, isn't there? A different bloom about her cheeks, isn't there? Could I be wrong? Could it be so? Oh, where did Gigi go?
This is Louis Jourdan, 1958.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi! You're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh, no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are? Change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
Music of the Stars. Louis Jourdan, 1958, from the picture of the same name. Johnny Mathis, 1962. Music of the Stars.
Gina, Gina, I kissed you once and then I felt so wonderful, so very wonderful. Let's do it over again. Gina, Gina, I can't remember when I've ever felt a kiss that made me feel like this. Let's do it over again. Look at you, oh, look at you. So warm, so sweet, so shy. Look at me, oh, look at me. I can't believe that I'm such a lucky guy to have Gina. It's much too wonderful, so very
sweet, so shy. Look at me, oh, look at me. I can't believe that I'm such a lucky guy to have Gina. Much too wonderful, so very wonderful, to know that Gina is mine.
Gina is mine.
Gina
is mine. Big hit for Johnny Mathis and Jimmy Dodd.
Who's the little lady who's as dainty as a dream? Who's the one you can't forget? I'll give you just three guesses. Annette, Annette, Annette. When she dances on her toes, she dances in your heart with her pretty pirouette. Each little move expresses Annette, Annette, Annette. Though she's just a cute preteener and her father's pride and mother's joy, there will come a day they'll give Annette away to the world's luckiest boy. Ask the birds and ask the bees and ask the stars above who's their favorite sweet brunette. You know each one confesses Annette, Annette, Annette.
Time for news, too, on the Columbia Broadcasting System, the Music of the Stars, and the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide. CivicMedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, and the Music of the Stars. Be right back. Jimmy Dodd.
Mais oui, she's so magnifique, and her father's pride and mother's joy. And there will come a day they'll give Annette away to the world's luckiest.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Cautious joy in Tel Aviv upon the news the first hostages have been released by Hamas.
Incredible scenes here in Hostages Square. The first smile on people's faces for 15 long months of heartbreak, of dashed hopes. Finally, the hostages are coming home.
That's ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is in effect. Three women held by Hamas since October 7th have been transferred to the Red Cross. They're en route to Gaza. Jonathan Dekel Chen is the father of a hostage who's not set to be released today.
We've had absolutely no information about really any of the hostages for months, if not over a year. The Red Cross was never allowed visits by Hamas, a Red Crescent.
Israel will free Palestinian prisoners, and the pause in fighting is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is ABC News.